Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, Escaping North Korea. In January of 2003, Mike Kim, successful Korean-American businessman, left for China on a one-way ticket. He moved to the border of North Korea and dug in for the next 4 years, determined to learn and report what was happening there. The result of his labor is Escaping North Korea, not to be confused with Escape from North Korea, put out by Open Doors, which we've also featured. This is an exciting and updated tale of the ongoing tragedy that we call Chosun. Mike has given me permission to quote excerpts from his book, and I plan to do it. But I'd like to recommend that you just go ahead and buy the book for yourself before we begin enjoying it together. It's one of those no-doubters, if I can borrow from baseball terminology, the reference to a ball that's been hit so well that the crowd knows it's a home run. I'm not going to say that you'll enjoy this book. Books like this should not really be enjoyed. You'll be troubled by it. But the story it tells needs to be treasured in the heart and its contents poured out to a loving God who alone has the answers to this land. With that in mind, let's begin a journey together using Mike Kim, Korean, as a guide. I challenge my readers to try what Mike tried, a visit of your own. See if it affects you in the same way it affected Mike. On a preliminary trip to China, Korea, Mike, and I quote, returned to the States a bit shaken from what I had experienced. I distinctly remember sitting across from clients, talking about mutual funds, retirement plans, and insurance, while feeling disengaged from it all. The underground house churches in China and the North Korean refugees weighed heavily on my heart. End of quote. He began praying for the land. Eventually, he had to go back for a much longer visit. Something about the place gets to you. His report begins by examining the North Korean mind, the whole subject of brainwashing that this blog has frequently covered. While taking Taekwondo lessons, his North Korean teacher told him of anti-American games that they used to play in class. Quote, "Sometimes the teacher hung up a picture representing America. Then when the teacher signaled, all of the children in class took a sharp object, charged at the picture, screaming at the top of their lungs, and then ripped it up. During the winter time, I remember the teacher telling us to make two snowmen. On one snowman, we wrote America, and on the other, we wrote Japan. Screaming with sticks in their hands, they'd charge at the snowmen and break them." Hatred, pure hatred. A taught lifestyle. Let's continue to pray that God's love will be allowed into North Korea, that His message will shatter the darkness and bring a new day. We'll have more of Mike Kim's stirring stories soon. Thank you for listening. For written copies of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have His way in Chosun and in our lives too. Amen.